This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
The Budweiser Sports Line, brought to you by our good friends at Bama Budweiser. And joining us now in our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline is Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. Rodney, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, John and Barry. Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing great. Glad to have you with us here on the day that Alabama opens the NCAA tournament tonight against Virginia Tech. Look at this one for us and tell us what you see, Rodney.
Well, I think it's, obviously Alabama fans are extremely excited. I can tell you, I know on TiderInsider.com, it's, basketball getting into the NCAA tournament, and especially in the fashion that Alabama did, having to rally in that SEC tournament. There's a lot of excitement, certainly. But as far as this game's concerned, it's going to be interesting. Virginia Tech's a really balanced team. They have five guys that average in double figures. They're really, really good on the defensive end. I know that they, really defend well. And so I think Alabama's certainly got a tough draw, I think, to open this thing. But, the interesting thing will be, will Dante Hall play? And, yesterday during the open session of practice, he was out there, going through the stuff. So hopefully everything will be fine.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he does not play. Certainly I'm no doctor, but I would think maybe after a week and a little rest and kind of getting your wits back, and then seeing him yesterday out there, I'd be surprised if he doesn't play tonight.
Yeah, that's the feeling. Even the players, before they left Tuscaloosa, talking to them, they felt like that, he would play. They were confident in that. And that doesn't, obviously, they're not doctors and don't. But, they get a feel for what's going on sometimes and what's being said. And, they were confident that he would likely play. So, obviously they need him. And, if something happened that he was limited, then obviously you've got some other guys, Giddens, Reese, and those guys really have to pick it up if Dante's not ready to go.
It's an interesting matchup to be sure, but, the fact, as you mentioned, that Alabama went into this thing or earned their shot as an at-large into this tournament because of how well they played last weekend in the SEC tournament, particularly, I think, Colin Sexton. And I've always thought, Rodney, that the easiest or the best recipe for success in a tournament like this, obviously to have good players, but to have that one transcendent player. And it seems to me that Sexton, especially lately, does have that ability to carry a team if he has to. What do you think?
Yeah, Barry, that's a great point. I think great players, they rise to the occasion, and that's certainly what he did last week. And, the Texas A&M game, it's amazing what one shot can do for a program, at the buzzer beater there. Certainly was a shot in the arm for this entire program in terms of, positive vibes, enthusiasm, all of those things. And it carried over, I think, into the Auburn game. And, he performed really well in that game as well. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think he's the kind of guy that, and he did it in the SEC tournament, basically threw the team on his back and carried him through those two games. And, Colin Sexton, let's be honest, if you want to put it this way, he's the reason that Alabama's, where they are today, tonight in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no kidding. Great play against A&M with 4 seconds to go to win it for him and get them to advance to the game against Auburn. And what was it about that game against Auburn? I mean, I'm watching the first half. They're down by 10 at halftime. Some people I'm with, it's like, wow, here they go again. But in the second half, it was a completely different team. Really, both teams were completely different. What did you see in that Auburn game?
Well, John, to be honest with you, to tell you the truth, you and Barry, last week I was in Pensacola speaking to the national group down there, the Pensacola group, and I was traveling back during the game, and we actually listened to the Auburn network. That was all we could pick up on as we traveled back. it was an amazing turnaround just listening to their broadcast. And so it was Colin Sexton again. I mean, Alabama loaded up, and you know, hit some threes. And, you know, from what you could tell from the radio broadcast, that was, you know, Alabama just came out with a totally different attitude in the second half. And so it was amazing turnaround, actually.
It's going to be interesting to watch, and well, it's great because they are playing tonight. A lot of people are going to be tuned in. If we can, Rodney, let's switch gears just a little bit. And we noted last week during Pro Day at Alabama, Butch Jones was wearing Alabama gear. He was in attendance last week at Pro Day. But still, at that point, no announcement on whether or not he's going to be on Alabama staff in any capacity. Do you have any insight there?
You think Nick Saban's just trying to troll everybody? I mean, I think he will. I mean, he's around. They say he's still around. So I assume that he's going to have some sort of a role, you know, as an analyst, probably on the offensive side would be my guess. Now, again, that's nothing official. Like I always say, we're on Nick Saban time around here. And so when he decides that he wants to announce something or address something, you know, at the pro day, he kind of played it off a little bit in terms of, you know, did not give a direct answer to that. But I assume that there will be some sort of an announcement relatively soon, one way or the other, because like you said, you know, he was out there, he was wearing the Bama gear, he was, and he's still around from what people, you know, are posting on Tider Insider that, you know, get some information. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, that is interesting about what will happen with Butch Jones. You know, there was a little talk weeks ago about Hugh Freeze as well. I guess that's certainly not been on the radar either. Where is Hugh? Do you have any idea what he's doing or what he plans to do?
No, actually, I know that I think there was a possibility that he could have joined the staff in some way, whether it was on the field, which would have been as an offensive coach or as an analyst. And then, you know, whatever happened, it happened. And it's not, it doesn't appear like it's a possibility anymore. And the last thing I heard, John and Barry, was he was going on some sort of speaking tour. So, other than that, I really don't know the latest on Hugh Freeze.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. So basketball tonight, I'll go ahead and tell you, Rodney, I don't like Alabama's chances tonight. I don't think they get out of the first round. And if that does happen, then the full focus, if it's not already there anyway, will certainly go back to spring football, which after – the students get back on campus is fast approaching.
Right. Starts next Tuesday, actually. First practice of spring, so should be interesting. A lot of things to to watch. And, you know, I know the first thing that probably most fans are talking about is the quote-unquote competition at quarterback. I really don't see the competition there right now. I think what the probably Michael Oxley and Dan Enos are focusing on is more the development of all these players that they have at that position. That would include, you know, obviously Tua and Jalen and also Mac Jones, who redshirted last year as a freshman. So I think that's the focus this spring, is not so much competition, but developing those guys, learning what they're going to do in this system. You know, probably a little bit of a tweak or two from what Brian Dable did. So I think there's a lot of learning and a lot of development that they want to get accomplished with the quarterbacks this spring.
I wanted to ask you about this because this is sort of topical. There is news out that A.J. McCarron, he will finally get his chance to start in the NFL. It probably will come against Buffalo. You followed his career very closely. Your thoughts on his ability to be an effective starting NFL quarterback for a long period of time. What do you think about AJ?
Well, you never really know. I mean, I would like to see him get that opportunity. It looks like he might there with what he signed yesterday with what the Bills. And so we'll see what happens. You know, obviously he was a great, great college quarterback. No question about that. And surrounded by great players. And, you know, he just never really got an opportunity in Cincinnati with Andy Dalton there. So, this is something that he's wanted. I'll say this about AJ. The guy is he's focused about what he does. I mean, he doesn't want to settle for being the backup. You know, he's a guy that wants to start. Not everybody. I mean, there's a lot of guys that'll settle. But A.J. McCarron believes in himself. He has a lot of confidence. And I think this is something that he really is his goal, is to be the starter. So just given the fact that he has that kind of determination, nothing he does would surprise me.
Yeah, I still look back at that game, that playoff game in which he played so well in for the Bengals, and it was defensive stupidity that cost the Bengals the victory in that game. It certainly wasn't his play, so he's bided his time, and hopefully Buffalo's the right fit for him.
Yeah, hopefully so. And again, guess what? Brian Daboll's his offensive coordinator. Mm. How do you like that?
Hey, wow. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, there you go.
That is good. Well, Rodney, before we let you go, let our listeners know how they can get more involved with what you do there at TiderInsider.com. Basketball, obviously spring football about to start, and always talking some recruiting.
Yeah, and next week we should have a lot to talk about. There should be a couple of practices in the books by then, but TiderInsider.com, it's $48 a year. You can get instant access with your credit card, or if you prefer, there's an address there to send a check. And again, you get all the premium information, but there is also a ton of stuff going on the forum, a lot of information and so forth. And hey, we put up a spring preview podcast that your listeners, even if they're not members, they can listen to. Me and Scott Griffin previewing the offense. It's on the front page of TiderInsider.com.
Can't miss that. You need to check it out, TiderInsider.com. Rodney Orr on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Thanks a bunch, Rodney.
All right, John Barry, appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, you too, buddy. Talk to you next week. Great stuff.